So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to go over what to do if your dog is obsessed with other dogs. Now, let's actually hop right into it. Really, there's two main reasons why your dog may be obsessed with other dogs. First and foremost, all of your dog's reinforcement probably has come from in the form of other dogs. So, hypothetically speaking, if you had your dog since he was a puppy and the only way your dog had fun was by you taking him out to play at the dog park every single day, well, your dog just learned to find all of his fun in other things but you. So in the presence of other dogs, what you'll quickly notice is that your dog is frantically obsessed, wanting to go interact with the other dogs, because growing up, in his mind, he goes, all the fun always occurred with dogs. All the fun, all the excitement in his life occurred with other animals. Especially if while you let your dog out at the dog park, you just didn't interact with him at all, you didn't reward him, you didn't call him, you didn't play with him. What your dog learns is to ignore you and learn to put all his focus and attention in other dogs. So that's the first reason your dog may be obsessed with other dogs, because hey, all of his fun in his life is through other dogs, and now we have to change that. The second reason why your dog may be obsessed with other dogs is due to some sort of insecurity. Either he feels uncomfortable around other dogs, so he's a bit more wary and just checking them out. He's had a negative experience in the past, so he's unsure and wants to make sure that it's something going to happen, something negative going to happen around other dogs. But either way, really, it's two forms of obsession. One, a positive form where your dog is obsessed with other dogs because he wants to play with them. Negative form, your dog is a bit uncomfortable with other dogs, so he's a bit more fixated and obsessed because he doesn't know what that dog might do. Now, what is the solution for that? Well, here's the big secret. This is probably going to work for both of them, honestly. Regardless, obviously, this is going to slightly vary if you're dealing with some aggression cases. But let's just go very basic here. If you have a dog that's just obsessed with dogs, meaning you're walking with him and when he sees a dog or you're around the dog park, he starts pulling, might do a little low grumble, start barking because he wants to see other dogs and wants to interact with them, or because he might be a bit uncomfortable. Here's, for lack of better words, the basic prescription that I would recommend. First and foremost, if you have a dog that is obsessed with other dogs because he wants to play and all of his fun occurred with other dogs, your job is to do two things. First and foremost, you're doing this regardless if your dog is obsessed because he wants to have a good time or because he's insecure. Is one, you want to build value in interacting with you first and foremost. You want to create an activity such as playing with your dog so that your dog finds enjoyment and finds value in playing with you. You do this to begin with. You want to start doing this away from the distractions. You don't want to do practice building value in yourself and playing with your dog right next to another dog that he's obsessed with. Why? Because you're setting your dog up to fail. And what do we do whenever we're training? We want to set our dogs up to succeed. And what I mean by that is I want to set up the scenario to the point where, like, hey, dude, your only option is to win. There's no possible way you're going to fail because I'm setting this up so much to the point where even if you try failing, it's not a possibility. So I start building this, I start playing with my dog in an environment where there's no distractions. It's just me and my dog. I want to do this consistently to the point where you don't have any issues getting your dog to focus and play with you and interact with you and give you his attention. Once you get to that point where you're going, you know, to a public park, no distractions, and you call your dog's name, hey, Fido, you ready? And he looks at you and he's like, yes, I'm ready. I've been waiting on you, dude. Let's go. To interact with you, then you're at a good spot. Once you have your dog at that state of mind where he's kind of like, hey, dude, I really want to play with you. Let's do stuff together. What I'm going to start doing is now that I have some value in interacting with me, I'm going to bring my dog around other dogs. Easiest way to do it is to literally go find the dog park, go outside the dog park. Once you go outside the dog park, all I'm going to do is play that same game I've been playing with my dog. Hey, dude, Bring my dog, start the same scenario again. Bring him to the open field. I just tell him, hey, dude, you want to play? He looks at me. I start playing tug of war, fetch, whatever it may be. And then I do that outside the dog park. What I'm going to do is, first and foremost, have a longer leash, obviously. But two, I'm going to play with my dog at a safe enough distance where I allow my dog the opportunity to be aware of the dogs. Yes, I want him to know the dogs are there. I don't just want him to completely ignore the dogs. I want him to know the dogs are there so that he can make the decision of checking out the dogs. And then the moment he checks out the dog, really what I'm looking for is for my dog to make the decision to look back at me and check back in with me. Whenever my dog starts checking back in, all I'm going to do is start that game up again and reinforce him. I'm going to go, come on, yeah, let's go, buddy. And really, the name of the game is really become more rewarding than the environment and the other dogs at this moment, so that you're not competing. Because again, if your dog is obsessed with other dogs, what you're really doing is just competing with something else your dog wants. Hey, yes, you're asking me to do something, but I hear you, but this dog is more important. I want to shift that pendulum. I want to shift it so that when I ask my dog to do something in the presence of other dogs, he goes, yes, I know, yes, I see these dogs, they're cool, but dude, you're the best thing ever. Or, yes, I see these dogs, I may feel a little uncomfortable, I don't know how I feel about them, but I know that paying attention to you leads to the best thing ever. And the best part is, whether you have a dog that is obsessed with another dog, or a dog that is just insecure, the benefit of using play to your advantage is twofold. One, if your dog is obsessed with other dogs because he has a long reinforcement history of just having fun with them and no history of having fun with you around them, what you teach your dog is to focus on you instead of the other dogs and to learn that, hey, you're fun as well, not just the dogs. Now, if you have a dog that's insecure and you're playing with him, what you're doing is providing your dog positive experiences around the things that make him uncomfortable, so that long term your dog goes, man, I was a little obsessed with these dogs because I thought something negative might happen, but dude, I really don't care about them anymore. You're the best thing ever. You're helping your insecure dog overcome his insecurity around other dogs so that long term he doesn't become obsessed. And then by playing with your dog that loves other dogs, what you're teaching your dog is to be less obsessed with other dogs, find them less valuable than you. Because again, it's not an issue that your dog wants to play with other dogs. The issue is the fact that he's choosing over other dogs than you. Again, I want my dog, realistically speaking, whenever I'm training a dog, I want to be my dog. I want to be the center of my dog's world. I don't care if my dog plays with other dogs, but I want to make sure that, hey, dude, if I ask you to do something, I'm not competing because you're obsessed with that. And that's the big secret for today, guys. So if you have a dog that is obsessed with other dogs, make sure you build more value in yourself instead of the other dogs. And yeah, you guys shouldn't have any issues. Now, if you want direct help with that, we do have an online dog training program that you work one-on-one with us. It's our Canine Obedience Accelerator. It'll be in the link in the bio. So if you guys are interested in that and need direct help, shoot us, click the link in the bio, and we'll set you and your dog up for success.